All right, let's get the perspective from former Eagles middle linebacker Jeremiah Trotter, a big part of what Jim Johnson did here in Philadelphia, really a standard of defense here. And Jeremiah, first your reaction to just the one part, the part that says Juan Castillo no longer the defensive coordinator, your reaction.
Yeah, I was a bit shocked. You know, I was a bit shocked. I know the team is 3-3. Last 2 weeks, the defense has given up, you know, fourth quarter lead. But, you know, outside of that, you know, I thought the defense has played pretty solid. You know, in this league, you can give up only 16 points to 17 points to Pittsburgh, and, you know, another 16 points. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty good in today's game.
Right.
You know, and I know Juan has done, you know, a way better job than he did last year. You know, I thought that the defense was starting to kind of gel together. Obviously, you know, being put into some of the situations they got put into with the turnovers and, you know, the offense constantly, you know, turning the ball over, putting them in bad situations. I thought they were, and also special teams, you know, putting them in bad situations. I thought they held up pretty well.
All right, let's take a look. It seems certainly that on Sunday in that fourth quarter, Jeremiah, things really fell apart for the defense, and that was kind of the final straw here. It seems to me when I watch the defense, and we talked about this on Sunday, no pressure up front, and then no creativity in terms of creating pressure off of blitzes, off of games up front, things like that. Did you see that from this defense? That did just it was just kind of a vanilla kind of scheme?
Without a doubt, man. Without a doubt. I've seen that in a few games, you know, but I think one of the reasons why the defense, they perform pretty solid, they have some really good players, you know. But this past, I mean, even in the Pittsburgh game, I thought Juan would have learned his lesson, you know, to put pressure on the quarterback, especially when your front four is struggling. They're not able to get the pressure on the quarterback that they normally do the way they did last year. But, you know, this game, I didn't see that type of pressure, the blitzes. You know, I saw a lot of man-to-man coverages. And in the National Football League, coaches are just too good to just run the same thing over and over and over. You have to make adjustments. You have to be a really good sideline adjustment team.
Jeremiah, under Jim Johnson, the Eagles, it was always described you played downhill. Did you see this under Juan as a downhill defense?
You know what? I see guys playing downhill at times. I see D'Amico playing downhill, you know, at times, you know, making tackles in the backfield, you know, some of the linebackers. But they're just not getting a consistent play from the D-line like they did last year. Last year, I thought the defensive line was, the cornerstone of the defense, and you're just not seeing those guys making the plays that they did. I mean, I'm talking about across the board in the passing game, in the running game. You know, there are a lot of teams that come in and run the ball on them that hasn't been able to run the ball all year, you know. And this team, the Lions, was known to pass the ball, be a really great passing team. And when you make a team like that two-dimensional, you're going to have problems.
Jeremiah, what kind of message does something this dramatic during the bye week, 10 games to go in the regular season, what kind of message does that send through the locker room, do you think?
Well, it says that, listen, nobody's safe. Nobody's safe, man. And, you know, obviously it sends a message that, you know, Andy wasn't confident in Juan's ability to continue to lead the defense. You know, I believe Todd Bowles being there had kind of helped prompt that move, because it's hard to get rid of, you know, your defensive coordinator unless you have an able, you know, willing, you know, body to step in and kind of, you know, take the reins. And, you know, Todd Bowles has a good reputation around the league, and a lot of positive talk. I think last year had a couple of head coaches considerations. So apparently he knows his stuff. So, you know, when you're struggling and you have someone behind you that the head coach feels he can step in and do a better job, it makes that decision a little easier.
Jeremiah, how quickly, you know, I mean, you come back from a bye week, all of a sudden you've got a new defensive coordinator. How tough an adjustment from a player's standpoint is it adjusting to now the scheme will largely be the same, but will there be a learning curve for these players?
I don't think it'd be a learning curve. I think, obviously, he'll take what has already been implemented. He'll tweak some of the coverages, you know, the way he try to take away a receiver, double coverages. So they're all get together as staff. He has a whole week to get together with the current defensive assistant coaches and make the tweaks, implement the things he want to implement. But I don't think it's going to be a huge learning curve because you can't obviously in midseason put in a whole new defense. And the last thing you want to do is have your defensive players out there thinking too much. So, you know, obviously they're going to stick with the same scheme for now. I don't know about next year or who's going to be coaching next year. They'll stick with the same scheme for now, and he'll tweak some things here and there. Not major changes, just minor tweaks that they normally make from week to week anyway.
Would you expect, Jeremiah, to see a large difference in energy, urgency, aggressiveness when the Eagles play the Atlanta Falcons in 2 weeks?
I think so. I mean, I'm not sure how confident some of the players were in Juan's play calling or him as a defensive coordinator, because I remember, you know, last year when he was named defensive coordinator, how shocked I was. And I'm sure a lot of the defensive players thought the same thing. And going into it, you know, I mean, it's tough going from an offensive line coach for a lot of years to being a defensive coordinator. I mean, he didn't go to a D-line coach or a linebacker position. He went to being the man calling shots. So I'm hoping the guys will rally around Todd Bowles and, you know, and get this thing going, man, because, I mean, I think the Eagles have a really, really good team, and they just underperformed on the Chiefs.
Jeremiah Trotter, great job. We will see you in a couple weeks against the Atlanta Falcons on the postgame show. Thanks very much for joining us.
All right, Dave. Take it easy, man.